I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It's Thursday, August 22nd. Senior grains analyst for Pro Farmer Brian Grady has been leading the eastern leg of the Midwest Crop Tour. He joins us now from near Iowa City, Iowa. Let's start, Brian, with the numbers you collected in the state of Illinois and how they tallied up.
Well, start off, let's do the Illinois numbers. 170.48 was what we got on the corn, and that was up 40.2% from year ago. Obviously, the drought problems last year, we continue to see the numbers up significantly from there. But it's up 15.3% from the three-year tour average. I think significantly we've seen that percentage increase over the three-year tour average decrease as we went across the eastern portion of the Corn Belt. Ohio was up 19.1%, Indiana up 18.6%, and then Illinois now up 15.3% from the three-year tour averages. So we're starting to see some breakdown there in terms of the percentage increase.
Well, I have a question about the numbers so far. So in the state of Ohio, we were at 171.64, Indiana 167.36, Illinois at 170.48, as you already pointed out, Nebraska at 154.93, and South Dakota at 161.75. Those numbers are all above the USDA's average, which they dropped by a couple of bushels in August. I'm wondering whether this crop is better, and I know sometimes these numbers are higher than what USDA would show or what even Pro Farmer's numbers will show on Friday afternoon, but I'm wondering if these numbers are better than you expected, maybe you might find.
Oh, you know, I don't know if it's better than what we expected. We saw a lot of variability in the Illinois crop last year, and I just know from experience that when you got a lot of variability, that means there's some holes out there, and when you have holes, it's hard to build a big yield. So, I think the uniformity has gone downhill. We saw a pretty uniform crop in Ohio. It got a little bit less uniform as we came into Indiana and then much more so in Illinois. And now we're seeing it even more so as we move through Iowa. So when you get into the two big production states of Illinois and Iowa, we're seeing more holes in the crop. And as a result, it's going to be really hard, I think, to build a really big yield. Now, with that said, there's some really good corn out there this year, but there's some really poor corn as well. And it's just kind of hit and miss as we get into some of these bigger production states.
What do your samples look like this morning from Iowa?
We've taken a couple, and they're in the 150 to 160 range on my particular route. So nothing spectacular, nothing really to get excited about, but it hasn't been poor either. We've seen just more variability. We only stop every 15 miles along the route, but in those 15 miles, there's a lot of drive time, obviously, and you can look around, and there are, just skips and rows and holes and fields and yellow spots, and it's quite, I live here, so I see it all the time, but to bring in some outsiders that are on tour that don't live here, I think it's a little bit of a eye-opening experience for them just to see that.
What route did you run through the state of Illinois?
We came out of west out of Bloomington and then up through the Galesburg area along the western side through the Quad Cities, and then once we came across into Iowa, I basically zigzagged around I-80 into Iowa City, so that's kind of the route that I took yesterday.
Given your route, I suppose you should have seen some pressure from the western corn rootworm. Was that the case?
Yeah, we did see a little bit on my route and others that I talked to. Others are 12 routes there. We did mention that, and there were plenty of instances. Disease pressure, whether it's pest pressure or disease pressure, has been hit and miss, I guess. Some areas have been worse than others, but we do have some rootworm pressure. And just in general, the rooting system has been pretty shallow because it was so wet this spring that the roots didn't need to go down. We were in fields yesterday where the roots were actually flat. It looked like a kind of an octopus sitting on top of the soil. And there could be some standability issues there later on in the growing season here.
When you conclude your tour this afternoon, how many stops total will you have made across Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa?
Well, the total tour with the east and west will be about 1,100 to 1,200, so we'll have made half of those stops on the eastern side.
Well, good luck with the rest of the stops today. Brian Grady, of course, the senior grains analyst for Pro Farmer. He's out on the eastern leg of the Midwest Crop Tour. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.